This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's not quite man bites dog, but oil prices did do something unusual. Today they went up a solid 4% or so. Still, crude is less than half of what it cost 6 months ago, a price drop that is great for consumers, as we've said, not so good for oil companies, as we have also said. But then again, not all oil companies are created equal. Inside Energy's Emily Guerin reports from North Dakota that when oil prices drop, size does matter.
Picture an American oil company. Remember the 1980s TV show Dallas? Swaggering Texas wildcatters turned billionaire tycoons? Now get that image out of your head. The companies we're going to hear from are nothing like that.
I started Emerald Oil about 4 years ago, and we really built the company from scratch.
McAndrew Rudisill is Emerald's CEO. He's a young, clean-cut executive who used to work as a private investor in New York City. Then, North Dakota's Bakken oil boom began to take off around 2010.
Just saw the incredible opportunity that we have in unconventional resources in the U.S. and decided to get out on the ground and start drilling wells myself.
He left New York and moved to Denver to start Emerald. That's where many oil companies who work the Bakken are headquartered. The company now has 50 wells, all in the Bakken. It's an entirely different animal than, say, Continental Resources, with over 1,000 wells in the Bakken alone and more in places like Colorado and Oklahoma. And that makes a big difference.
Decreasing oil prices will impact small operators faster because they do not have rapid access to capital.
That's Niles Hushka. He's the CEO of KLJ, an engineering firm in Bismarck. You need a lot of money to drill a well in the Bakken, like $10 million. Hushka says smaller companies have a harder time getting loans to finance that. And with fewer wells, they have less money coming in to ride out tough times. Another factor is where you are drilling.
A large operator will have resources that are spread throughout a number of oil plays, and therefore they're much better protected than a small operator who at times will only have resources, for instance, only in the Bakken.
North Dakota oil companies have to pay much higher transportation costs than companies in Texas. So when you hear that oil has dropped to $50 a barrel, companies in North Dakota are only getting about $37. Geography within the Bakken matters too.
Well, if you're a small operator and you're only in North Dakota and you're in one of North Dakota's hot spots, you've got a great big smile on your face.
If you're in a hot spot like McKenzie County, you're still making money at $30 a barrel. In fact, that's where most of the drilling rigs have moved in recent months. But if you're in one of the more marginal areas,
You're finding that your wells aren't producing enough cash flow to keep you going today because of the price of crude.
Emerald is experiencing all those things. And there's not much CEO Rudisill can do except joke about the way oil cartels are forcing prices down.
I wish I had some influence on the decision-making of OPEC, but I don't think that they'd listen to me.
Next year, Emerald's going to drill fewer wells. Some other small companies are stopping entirely. Butch Butler is president of a Colorado-based oil company called Resource Drilling that is even smaller than Emerald.
I'm the geologist, the geophysicist, the land man.
Butler has just one well in North Dakota.
The accounting manager, the drilling engineer, operations engineer, regulatory manager. Let's see, what else has to be done?
A few months ago, the plan was to drill another two, but that plan went out the window when prices kept dropping.
It's been a very challenging last 30 days, boy, that's for sure.
In fact, both times I talked to Butler about low prices in the past 2 months, he joked that things were bad, but he wasn't, quote, slitting his wrists yet. He says he's trying to take the price crash in stride.
Well, you know, as I told you, I've been in this business 38 years. Truly, most of that time has been not so good.
Butler is not your typical oil man. He says he's not in it for the money, which is a good thing, since there's suddenly a lot less of it. I'm Emily Guerin for Marketplace.
Emily's story comes to us from Inside Energy. That's a public media collaboration focusing on America's energy issues.